We continue Bezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Maasrot. We are in Perik Bet, Mishnah Hey. We learned of various ways that produce becomes kavua lema'aser, becomes set for the obligation of Maasrot, which means once it is kavua, one cannot eat even achilat arai from it without taking off Maasrot. One cannot even snack on it. Up till that point, one can snack on it without taking off Maasrot. Now we're going to learn that there is another thing that is koveya ma'aser on the produce, and that is if one sells the produce. So the upcoming Mishnayot will give us a few halachot regarding this. Ha'omer lechavero, if someone says to his friend, Helach isar ze, veten libo chamesh te'enim, here's a isar coin, and if you can give me 5 figs in exchange for this coin. And we're talking about a case where the figs are still attached to the tree. Lo yochal ad sheyaser, divrei Rabbi Meir. So, in this case, the buyer cannot eat those figs, even as a snack, until he first separates ma'asrot from them, because selling produce is koveya, the ma'aser obligation on the produce. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ochel achat achat patur. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, if he eats them one by one, which means as the seller gives them to him, he gives him one, he eats one, he gives him another one out of the five, and he eats it, he would be exempt from separating ma'asrot from them. Ve'im tzeraf chayav. However, if the seller is going to combine 2 figs and give them to the buyer together, then he would be obligated to separate ma'asrot before he eats them. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we treat 2 figs together as a small pile. Therefore, when you have 2 fruits gathered together, it's considered processed enough for the selling to finish the processing and be koveya the ma'aser obligation. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda will say a proof to his opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh beginat veradim shaita b'Yerushalayim. There was a case involving a rose garden that was in Yerushalayim. Ve'hayu te'enim nimkarot mishalosh u'me'arba be'isar. And the figs that grew in that garden were sold for 3 or 4 figs for an isar coin. They were picked by the owner of the garden and they were given to the buyer one by one. Ve'lo hufrash mimena truma u'ma'aser me'olam. And Turma in Maaser was never separated from the figs of that garden, which shows us that even when figs are sold, they still could be eaten one by one without removing Maasrot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only if you combine them to 2 and you gave them to the buyer as 2, then he would have to take off Maaser. Unlike the opinion of what Rabbi Meir said, who was more machmir, and said that once the transaction was made, even if he eats them one by one, he has to take off ma'asrot before. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Vav, our Mishnah here, continues teaching us about produce that is bought and picked from the tree. Ha'omer lechavero, Helach isar ze be'eser te'enim she'avor li. If someone says to his friend, here's the isar, a coin of Isar, in exchange for 10 figs that I will choose for myself from your trees. Borer ve'ochel. He may choose figs one by one and eat them as he picks them without separating ma'asrot. Because since he's taking and eating them before their processing is completed, so the ma'aser obligation is not kavua on the produce yet. Be'eshkol she'avor li. If he says, here's the isar in exchange for a cluster of grapes that I will choose for myself. Megarger ve'ochel. He can pick 1 grape at a time from the cluster while it's still attached to the vine and eat it without separating ma'asrot. Berimon shavoli. If he says, in exchange for a pomegranate that I will choose for myself. Poret ve'ochel. He can pick out 1 seed at a time from the pomegranate while it is still attached to the tree and eat the seed without separating ma'asrot. Be'avatiach shavoli, if he says, in exchange for a melon that I will choose for myself, Sofet ve'ochel, he can cut off a thin slice at a time while the melon is still attached to the ground and eat the slices, each one at a time, without separating ma'asot. Now, however, the Mishnah is going to discuss a case where he specifies which particular fruits he wants before he gives the money. In the first part of our Mishnah, he didn't specify which fruits. He asked only to, in exchange for these, for this Isau, I'm going to go choose 10 te'enim, or a cluster of grapes, not knowing which one. But, however, aval im amar lo be'esrim te'enim elu. If, let's say, he said, I'm giving you this Isau in exchange for these 20 figs that are growing on the tree, or bishne eshkolot elu, or in exchange for these two clusters of grapes that are still hanging from the vine, bishne rimonim elu, or in exchange for these two pomegranates that are on the tree, bishne avatichim elu, or in exchange for these two melons that are still attached to the ground, ochel kedarko upatur, he can eat them in his normal way. He can pick even two or more of them at one time and snack on them, and he upatur, he's exempt from separating ma'asrot. Mipene shekana bimchubar lakarka, because he bought the fruit when it was still attached to the ground. Produce that is attached to the ground cannot become kavua for the obligation of ma'aser, even when it is still sold. Only after it's detached from the ground, the sale is kovea le ma'aser. But when it is still attached to the ground, it cannot become kavua le ma'aser. So in this case, since he bought it while it was still attached, he's like the owner of the tree or the field, who's allowed to pick the produce and snack on it even after it's processed until he brings it into his house. As opposed to the first part of the Mishnah, in the first case, he didn't tell the seller which fruits he wanted to buy. He didn't specify. So therefore, even though he gave the money while the fruit was still attached to the tree, but the sale did not take effect until the fruit was picked. So selling a picked fruit does in fact set it, he kovea, for ma'asrot obligation. And therefore, he would not be allowed to snack from it before he separates ma'asrot. Only if he takes one by one, that would be different, as we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah. But here, where he specified which ones, which, for example, which clusters he wants to buy, that means he bought it while it was still on the, while it was still on the tree, while it was still on the vine. In that case, the selling does not set it for the obligation of Maaser yet until he brings it into his home. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.